This is VOA. This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A special counsel has released a harshly critical assessment of President Biden's handling of sensitive government materials, AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Justice Department report says as a private citizen, Joe Biden willfully retained and disclosed highly classified materials, including documents about Afghanistan policy. Some were in a cardboard box in his Delaware garage. Still, the report says the president will not face criminal charges, partly because of the fact that as vice president and later as president, when the records were found, Biden had the authority to keep the materials at his home. The report notes Biden came across to investigators as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Senate is beginning work on a package of wartime funding for Ukraine and other U.S. allies, but doubts remain about the level of support from Republicans who rejected a carefully negotiated compromise that also included border enforcement policies. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has tried to recover $60 billion in funding for Ukraine, as well as roughly $35 billion more for Israel, other allies, and national security priorities. In remarks, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly says the Senate embarrassed itself by failing to approve the border security compromise.
This is a shameful week for the Senate. The American people are watching. They were hoping that Congress could overcome political divides for once and actually deliver. That didn't happen. The Senate failed them.
The legislation's pathway remains unsure because the Senate leaders have not agreed to a process to limit the debate time for the bill. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com.